It's a Normal or Nuts Friday with Steve Bach and I'm Scott Hannon. You're back to normal. You're not driving all across the fruited plain to breed your dogs, right, Steve? You're
absolutely not. No, I'm here. I'm here. I'm not driving anywhere. I'm going to have a nice, relaxing weekend, and yeah, not behind a wheel of a car for 42 hours.
Very nice. Nice to have you back on a normal edition of Friday, because that was normal. Okay,
that was normal.
It was a little nuts, but that's all right.
No, that's completely normal.
Here's my first Normal or Nuts question for you on the program we call What's on Your Mind. Welcome. Glad you're here, folks. 800-228-0550. Hope you honor us by having that in your speed dial so you can be part of our daily conversation, where we are much more interested in what you think than what we think, which is why we call this program What's on Your Mind. It is yours. I was at a school dance last night. That was nuts.
Fifth graders,
third graders, second graders, one. Ooh. Oh, my gosh. Last year of elementary school for my wife and I. So,
who did you anger to get roped into that?
Well, actually, since I had been out of town the last 2 years, when Haley was in fourth grade and third grade, Maria decided it was my turn. So,
see, when you don't show up for things, then you get volunteered.
Exactly.
That's how that happens.
Anyway, a fellow parent came up to me and said, you know how fun it is to listen to the radio and hear what people all across North Dakota and Minnesota and South Dakota have to say about the news of the day. It's just so fun to hear the genius of North Dakotans. And I said, I agree. That's why it's the funnest radio program I've ever done, because folks from all walks of life just get to have a little conversation every day. It's kind of very North Dakota cafe-like. You know, you're just sitting down over a cup of coffee and kibitzing about the news of the day. So we appreciate the fine audience of What's on Your Mind. On Friday, we tend to just try to settle very basic, simple questions, and that's why we say, is this normal or is this nuts? And I want you to determine whether I am normal or nuts and what your opinion is on this. Steve gets the first say on whether I'm normal or nuts. But I am thinking these veterans down in South Dakota deserve our praise. Group of veterans chose Veterans Day to take an issue to the school board, which actually was voted on this week, Tuesday night, over the Pledge of Allegiance. And so the battle was essentially, we as veterans would like you, the school board, to require the daily saying of the pledge, recite the pledge, at every level of school. It's already set at the middle school. It's already set at the elementary level. They've added it at middle school. But Tuesday night, they voted down a proposal that would have required the pledge being said daily at high schools in South Dakota. I think these vets, as I say, deserve our praise, number one. And I think I'm just going to lay this out. The pledge ought to be said in every school, at every level, every day, period. Am I normal or nuts?
You want me to answer?
Please.
You're partially normal and partially nuts. I think at the high school level, kids should already know that at that point, but they should also be allowed to make their own decisions. Because if you're going to go to that level with that age of child, now what's next? Requiring it at... I would be for this, but are you going to require people to say the Pledge of Allegiance before they walk into a grocery store or... organized events, everything. You know, what's the next step? And they're semi-adults. They're semi-adults. Let them go.
We're talking about school boards that set curriculum. Just make it curriculum, standard operating procedure, whatever you want to call it. Say the pledge. I mean, these guys said it takes about 10 seconds. I mean, if you really drag it out, it takes 15, right? I mean, you and I could say it right now in about 5 seconds. We don't have 20 seconds a day to remind youngsters, the future leaders of this country at K through 12, what this country is all about, what it stands for. Every level, every day, period. This is
I'm not forcing anybody to do something that they may or may not want to do. It is somebody that's perceived as getting into adulthood, and that's kind of where I draw the line on that.
You're starting to sound like an Obamacare press conference now.
No. They should want to.
If you
haven't trained them or learned them through middle school, then it goes back to their decision. I don't like anybody telling me anything to do.
I mean, make sure I understand you correctly.
And I'm going to buck it more than if you tell me to do something. I'm probably going to buck it more than if you ask me nicely. Hey, would you like to? Absolutely, love to. You tell me to do something, we might, especially if it's something I perceive as being rammed down my throat, I'm going to buck the system a little bit. Now, put that into high school kids. I think they'd buck the system a little bit more on that. They'd, I was thinking about this because we were discussing this before we came on the air, and I wonder actually how many people could, right off the top of their head right now, I mean, you and I had it in school. A lot of schools don't now. How many people actually could recite the Pledge of Allegiance 100% correctly just off the top of their head?
Oh,
that's frightening to me. That's frightening.
Yeah, well, then you're making my argument. Say it. It's simple. Every level, K through 12, period, end of statement. No caveats. No, well, if you force them, they're not going to want to do it. And what if they don't want to do it? And, oh, what about the time it takes? I don't want any excuses.
Well, let's make it mandatory in college then. If you go to college, you should have that or a tech or a trade school. Or when you show up at work in the morning, you should have to recite the Pledge of Allegiance.
I think I hear your argument saying, okay, elementary schools, I'm with you. Middle school's fine. But high schools, if they haven't got it yet, mandating that they say the pledge isn't going to do any good anyway. Is that what you're saying?
More or less. Yeah, more or less.
We need the audience to referee this. And kudos to South Dakota Vets, and they're pushing down there. Say the pledge, K through 12. Agree or disagree, let us know at 800-228-0550. Mandatory, K through 12, every day, Pledge of Allegiance, normal or nuts. You let us know. 701-258-0550. Here's first way in here.
I'm calling regarding the Pledge of Allegiance. Yes, our pledge should be said in every public school and in other public meetings as well. If you've ever seen the movie Singing Revolution, it's a story about Estonia, and you watch how they sing their pledge, how they sing their anthem, you'll know and see the fight that they had in order to achieve freedom again. You'll understand why it's so important. Thank you. Have a great day.
Top of the morning, Scott, Steve. Listen, we're all Americans. There shouldn't even be a question about the Pledge of Allegiance. That should just be something that we just do no matter what every morning.
Thank you very much, folks. This ought to be in our DNA. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Let's see if James in Minot agrees with the early lead for yours truly. Go ahead, James.
I don't agree. I grew up in a cult, and this is cult behavior, to force kids to recite a Pledge of Allegiance to anything.
Cult behavior.
It's cult behavior, yeah. I don't care for you to see because you've grown up in quite a normal society. But it's cult behavior.
Well, is it a cult behavior for history class to include discussion of the founding fathers? I don't see the pledge as being anything other than history. Now and again, when you talk about force, I just mandated. It said if some kid decides to sit in his desk and not participate, I would say, hey, it's America. He doesn't want to participate. Let him sit there. That's fine. But we're just simply saying, hey, at such and such time every day in grades K through 12, you say the pledge. That doesn't seem to me to be cult-like behavior.
There's a video out where Judge Napolitano went through the history of the Pledge of Allegiance. It's quite interesting. According to him, and I don't know if it's true or not, but it's worth looking into. According to him, the Pledge of Allegiance was written by a fellow who sold flags, and he also happened to be a socialist. Here in, back in the Woodrow Wilson era. But that'd be interesting to research the history behind that.
James, thanks for the phone call. And to me, it's a fine line, a very fine line between whether it's for good or for bad, how you perceive it, indoctrination. And I think James brings up a great
gosh.
Point.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a fine line between
he's got
potatoes or potatoes.
He's got it at cult. You've got it at indoctrination. It's the Pledge of Allegiance. And if you want
to
say,
I'm all for the Pledge of Allegiance, but why is it any different than Communist China reciting the Communist Manifesto every morning for their ends as opposed to our, you know, who's going to define right or wrong? You know, I'm a proud American. I am proud of the Pledge of Allegiance. I can recite that off the top of my head. You know what? We should all do it before we go to work in the morning. When you roll into work, that should be mandatory for work as well. College, job sites. I think we should go with that. More right, we're calls.
We promise. We're going to stop arguing about this.
We'll let you decide.
We'll let you decide.
Sheila and Bismarck, you're next when we come back. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. I'm Steve Bakken with Scott Hannon. This is What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony is on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something that we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. It's not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and of course, local shuttle service too, so it's a great way to go. South of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8. It's Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. Extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
To What's on Your Mind. I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hannon. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. If you'd like to weigh in, it is a Normal or Nuts Friday. Pledge of Allegiance, Normal or Nuts? Well, we'll get to your phone calls in just a few seconds. Don't forget that the What's on Your Mind is brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. The oil industry is creating thousands of good jobs and careers in North Dakota and helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth. To learn more, go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com. That's NorthDakotaOilCan.com.
Here's a listener that just couldn't wait through the break. Called us on the off-air line at 855-200-1776. What do you think on the pledge?
Hey, calling from Northwest North Dakota regarding the Pledge of Allegiance. I think it's totally normal for the pledge to be said every morning all the way through high school. If they're going to high school and it's a public education system funded by taxpayers, I think that's the way to go. If Steve doesn't want to have his high schoolers saying the Pledge of Allegiance, he can send them to school somewhere else, maybe. And that's his prerogative. Thank you.
Thanks for the call. No gloating. We're going to go right to the calls and let you let you have your say and get everybody in. I won't gloat. Who's next?
Let's go to Sheila in Bismarck. Sheila, what's on your mind today?
Good morning.
Morning, Sheila.
Hi. Well, I am for the Pledge of Allegiance being said through elementary through high school. You know, we did that when I was in elementary school, you know, and we had students in there that, due to religion or family beliefs, you know, they did not have to stand up and put their hand in their heart. They just sat there and listened, you know. So, I mean, it is a choice, but I think it's being lost in our systems. I have great nieces and nephews that go, what is that? You know, and we should, I know our country's in a lot of turmoil at the moment, but, you know, we should still respect God and our flag of our country. And I think that's just a little something that should be added to our school system still.
Thanks, Sheila. Appreciate
Thank
the call.
You.
Barry in Minot, you get to weigh in on our normal or not survey of the day on the pledge on what's on your mind. Barry, tell us.
Hey, I just want to say that I grew up in a generation where everybody said the pledge every morning. And you look what the results are, how many people are relying on government to solve all their problems with the pledge.
You're saying it didn't work?
I don't think it did. I think that everybody relies on government too much to solve all their problems now instead of relying on themselves to take care of their problems.
Couldn't agree with you more,
everybody's
Barry.
Well, wait a minute, though, guys. Come on. Everybody's a lot of people. I mean,
not everybody. I'm not one of them, but you just look at the results of our election. Everybody wants government to take care of health care now. Not everybody. I shouldn't say everybody, but a lot of people.
Too many, maybe, is the better phrase, right? Too many are. So Barry's point is, we throw in the towel. Hey, no, I grew up doing it, and look what is the, unfortunately, a majority viewpoint in this
right.
country, so let's stop doing it.
And I'm not saying that we shouldn't respect our country and have pride in our country, but pledging allegiance kind of is like the one guy said, a kind of a cult thing almost. I mean, I'm proud of the country I live in, for sure. I think it's the best country in the world. But
going back to James's point, who grew up in a cult, I think cult might be a little strong on this, Barry, but... indoctrination, you know, for good or evil, you know, call it what you will, you're indoctrinating the kids, and I love the Pledge of Allegiance. I'm proud to recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I'm torn on this one, though. You know, at what point is it, okay, you're an adult, you should be able to make your own decision? That's the point. Thanks, Barry. Let's go to Brian in Jamestown. Brian, what's on your mind today?
I don't know what kind of a situation you guys grew up in, but I didn't grow up in a cult. I grew up in a republic. And if you want to indoctrinate my kids with liberty and justice for all, that is A-okay with me. The other day, my kid asked me, why do they sing the Star Spangled Banner at football games? Why do we have to do this every single football game? It's because this is one of the countries where you can lose a major sport, and you can walk out to your vehicle and not be persecuted for losing that sport. I mean, they ain't going to come out there and try and kill you or anything. It's because people have respect. You know, that's the whole point I'm trying to make here, is if they think that reciting the Pledge of Allegiance makes us dependent on the government, what's happened in the last 5 years? Nobody has any respect for themselves or anybody else. They think they can reach their hands into our pocket, take as much money as they want. I think people should be required to say the Pledge of Allegiance. We send people overseas to die for us, and all they say is, yes, sir, yes, sir. And you're going to come back with a no? They died for your right to say no. You ought to hold some pride in that. That's freaking disgusting.
Well said, Brian, other than the last little slang word that would get some kids in our house in trouble. Appreciate the call. Francis Barnes County, you're next on What's On Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Is it normal or nuts to think the pledge ought to be mandatory K through 12 to be at least recited each day?
I think it should be recited from K through 12. And actually, I just on the road just went through Holly. But I think a lot of people, like it's been said before, forget that this is probably the best country in the world, that we're blessed to live here, and that when we go out and eat at a restaurant, we probably throw away more food than most people have to eat on for their entire life in other countries. And the government programs and stuff like that, and the Farm Bill, that pays for a lot of food programs. And I don't think it's asking too much for the pledge to be said. And if you don't want to, you can sit there and not say it.
Sit there quietly and let those that want to get on with it. Francis, thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Bill in Bismarck. What's on your mind today?
Oh, I was just, I was driving when I heard this, I'll call him a kook, called in and it said his cult that he recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I don't think that guy has ever been in the military. I'm retired military, and I don't think he's ever been in there. I'd like to have him tell the people or the families of the members of the service members that died that this is a cult to recite the Pledge of Allegiance.
Like well, Bill, he grew up in a cult, so he was just comparing it to, and I use the word indoctrination, but he was comparing it to a cult because he grew up in a cult.
Well, that may be. But if he's an adult now, which it sounded like he is, and he still hasn't come to the realization that this is not a cult to recite this, and he's got a problem. He's got a bigger problem than a lot of people have.
I'm with Bill. I'm not going to get into name calling and say that he's a kook, but I'm with you in the sentiment that the idea that a public school paid for by tax dollars, is somehow cultish to simply have a Pledge of Allegiance, which is a time-honored tradition for how many decades in this country to be said, and if someone decides to sit on and opt out, fine. That's not a cult, not at all. And well said, Bill. Thank you for your service to this great country. Appreciate you calling. Betty emails, this is all part of the Common Core that was voted in for schools. The socialist teaching and parents should be involved in what teaching is done by their kids. Parents can make a big difference here. Parents weigh in on this for school boards. You'll make a big difference. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 to weigh in. More after this on What's On Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's On Your Mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because it continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. School board has voted against mandatory pledge of allegiances for high schools, despite local Army veterans' pleas. Story we're following down in South Dakota in Sioux Falls. Should the Pledge of Allegiance be said through high school? Yeah, simple. Normal or Nuts Friday. Weigh in. We've got an off-air caller. Scott weighs in.
Hey, guys. Tom from Grand Forks. You know, instead of worrying about kids saying the Pledge of Allegiance, I think our Congress should have to recite their oath of office every morning. Talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.
I love that idea.
I like that idea a lot.
Let's add the president into that, too. Makes a lot of sense. All right, back to your calls here at 701-258-0550. Let's go to Washburn, North Dakota, and Debbie.
Hello.
Hi, Debbie.
I think the very best thing that you could play right now is the Red Skelton Pledge of Allegiance. It's the best way to explain to the people on here listening what the Pledge of Allegiance actually means, and there wouldn't be any questions. It's a wonderful way to learn what it means, and I think every school should almost play it at least once a month over the loudspeaker, just to let the children understand it, not just the empty words.
You know, a Twitter follower of ours just sent a note saying, what do you hope, Scott, to accomplish by kids saying the Pledge of Allegiance? Devout and obedient Americans? Does Catholic school make priests? Sort of diminishing this. I'll give you that vote, by the way, Steve, because he thinks I'm nuts on the high school side. And to me, this is just like basic history. This is just, devout and obedient Americans, I guess, under God being the devout part, and obedient meaning because of the pledge, just would be to spend some time reflecting on the greatness of this country and the genius of its founding. So, I think it makes sense as far as does Catholic school make priests, again, probably more than public schools, you know, again, because there is that element that public schools can't teach, right? That where the faith-based curriculum is added in. So probably yes. And proving my point. But Debbie, great suggestion on the Red Skelton piece. That is awesome. We'll try and round that up here and see if we can squeeze it in today.
That's one of my favorites. All time favorites. That is just an outstanding piece. And those that have not heard it, you're missing out, and I wish it did get played more than just on a Veterans Day or a 4th of July or a Memorial Day. It should get played more often. Let's go to Kevlin in Bismarck. What is on your mind today, my friend?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I looked that up online, this Pledge of Allegiance. It was written by a communist in the 1800s. It got changed. The word flag got added into it in the early 1900s. And then Eisenhower added the word God when he had it, and then he went to Congress and got it all dotted off. But if it was written by a communist, I was raised there in the Cold War, we're against communists, I say no.
How about the words? You know, how about what the pledge says? Right? Forget any of the folklore about this was added or that is added. I mean, what it says, what it stands for. Do you agree with it?
What it says, if it's written by a communist, is a way to manipulate your mind. So I would disagree with it.
Okay. All right.
So you're going back
we'll
to
put you in that camp.
How far would you go down that road? James had called in that said it's cult-like, or you know, me where it's an indoctrination. I don't want to pick good or bad indoctrinations, but it is an indoctrination.
Well, Hitler used indoctrination, and we were against that. Correct?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I mean, let's talk about the words and what it says. What's to disagree with there?
Not just the words that you got to look at. You got to look at the history of where it came from and the intention behind why it was written that way. And if that's the intention behind it, written by a communist to indoctrinate us into a different thought process, I would have to be against it.
By the way, I see a different interpretation of the history written in 1892 by a Baptist minister who was a Christian socialist. So, I don't know where you get
Then there's definitely more than one idea who wrote it, too. So, again,
I come back to the words and the intent. Anyway, appreciate the call, Kevlin. Thank you. Let's see who's next here. Don in Appleton, Minnesota. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, good morning. I went to a country school for 8 years, and every morning we said the Pledge of Allegiance, and it really helped instill pride into my country. I served 8 years in the military, and I'm proud of this country, and that just gives me a thrill to say the Pledge of Allegiance. And the guys have talked about it being written by socialists. Well, maybe we shouldn't have organs in church, because organs used to be played in the House of Prostitution. So, you can take anything that's good and make it bad. You can take anything that's bad and make it good. So that doesn't have I'm just proud of this country, and we should definitely have our children play say the Pledge of Allegiance. Thank you, and have a good day.
Thank you, Don. Thank you for your service, and I love your story that it made a difference, that it instilled in you those values to the point where you join. I get the hair on the back of my neck stands up. I'll be at Sioux Hockey tonight, Ralph Engelstad Arena, when that national anthem is belted out. They're singing the Star Spangled Banner. And same thing, we said the pledge up in Butte, North Dakota on Monday night at Veterans Day, American Legion Post 270. I mean, it's a perfect little pause. And what are we talking, 20 seconds? Come on. Who's next?
If that, let's go to Ken down in the Black Hills. Ken, thanks for listening. What's on your mind today?
Hi, I'm just calling about the lady that called in with the Red Skeleton Pledge of Allegiance. I highly recommend it. And I would really appreciate it if you guys would play that in the air. It'd be simple to do. Very good.
We'll get that
That's
in.
A growing consensus, Steve, right?
Yeah, we should start every show with that.
It's good. It's really good.
Don't you think?
I do. Brad in Grand Forks, you want us to play Red Skeleton too? We're changing from Italian normal or nuts to say the pledge K-12 to a hue and cry to have Red Skeleton belt out a little history lesson on the Pledge of Allegiance. How are you, Brad?
I'm doing great. Hey, I guess one of the things, if I understand it right, the reasons they gave for not doing this pledge or whatever, because it took too much time, I timed myself when I said it took me 13 seconds. So if 30 students in a class each said it individually, one at a time, it would still only take about 7.5 minutes. And if that's the biggest problem in our school, that they don't have an extra 30 seconds or a minute during the day, we got bigger problems to worry about than the Pledge of Allegiance. It's ridiculous. That's obviously not the reason. There's got to be something else behind this, and that's what concerns me, is what's the reasoning behind them not wanting to do the pledge? That's the concern. That's what we need to be looking at as far as I'm concerned.
Thank you, Brad. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Your thoughts on the Pledge of Allegiance. You can also drop us an email, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Go to our Facebook or our Twitter by going to the website, whatsonyourmindradio.com. Mark in Grand Forks, what's on your mind today?
Well, I'm for saying the Pledge of Allegiance. However, I think this conversation is an example of fiddling while Rome burns, because for all intents and purposes, a republic does not exist, the best example of which is the largest pork processor in this country, Smithfield Foods, was recently bought by the communist government of China. So, Scott, question for you. How do you say you're pledged your allegiance to the United States and the Republic when you, on the other hand, support communist government ownership of U.S. industry, which is a product of free trade, and you're a big free trader? Trade free from moral and legal constitutional constraints. You know what I mean?
Gosh, I missed my election to the presidency and Congress and my support for it, Mark, but appreciate the call and nice try. Free trade, you know, doesn't mean foreign ownership. That's a separate decision that's made point by point, and it ought to be debated. So.
Although I will say this, though, and Mark brings up a good point, where do you draw the fine line between national security and free trade? Because when you're looking at things in energy or agriculture, now you're talking national food security. You're not talking. You're also talking national energy security. So where do you draw that line?
Agree, and that's why I'm saying I think it's nuts to connect free trade to decisions like, okay, you know, where is foreign ownership okay and where is it not? And certainly when it comes to you know, refineries and ports and some of, I couldn't agree anymore. So. He's assigning a position to me that I don't have. Myron in Washburn, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Myron.
Yeah, when I was a kid in school, we always said the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag and put our hand over our heart, and it meant a lot to us. And second of all, the Red Skelton in 1969 had it on his show, and I got it on off the computer. It's the Pledge of Allegiance by Red Skelton, and he says the whole Pledge of Allegiance there and explains everything on it.
Good. Yeah, YouTube has it too if you have access to YouTube. But we're going to play it though because we had enough folks say they want to hear it, so we'll start next hour with it. It's about 4 minutes long, but it is really good. But for those that haven't had it, but good suggestion from you, Myron, to get a copy of it and hang on to it. Do you think it should be mandatory that it's at least said every day, K through 12, in all schools, Myron?
It was Myron?
Yes, completely. Yes, every day.
Got it. Got you down. Thank you.
I think we should say it when we show up to work in the morning. I that would be a good idea, too. Let's go to Kelly in Williston. What's on your mind today, Kelly?
Yes, I would like to say that, yes, we should have it in the schools every morning. I did it every day, and I have pride in my country, which a lot of people do nowadays. And I also think, well, the school board, the teachers, the principals, all of them are paid by us. So when we say we want it, we should get it.
Novel concept that those taxpayer-funded positions and, you know, I agree. It's our tax dollars. They're working for us. And this is why it's important to engage with school boards, Kelly. Good point. Arliss and Dickinson, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Arliss.
Morning.
Morning.
I totally agree with Bill and Brian I think it was Brian. Anyway, I probably used a little bit worse language than he did. We actually have a radio station in Dickinson that does the Pledge of Allegiance every morning. And
cool.
If you are on a military base, I have a son who's in the Air Force and a stepson in the Marines, and you hear the Star Spangled Banner, you have to stop everything you're doing. These people that don't agree with things don't live in this country. You know, go someplace else if they don't like it. That's all I've got. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Charles. Yes, some more calls we'll get to. Brett and Bismarck when we come back. Donna Bismarck, another off-air call from Dickinson. What's on your mind? Normal or nuts survey Friday. Pledge of Allegiance mandatory K through 12. Is that normal or is that nuts? You let us know what you think at 701-258-0550.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman, here at Zimmerman's Furniture.
And I'm Kim. We are thrilled to announce the arrival of a very exciting new brand of furniture, HGTV.
Zimmerman's has been selected as one of only 50 stores in the United States and the only one in North Dakota to carry the HGTV line.
We know you love the fashion and design you see on HGTV. And now you'll find this beautiful furniture right here at Zimmerman.
Come in and see us. And remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. If you'd like to weigh in about the Pledge of Allegiance, don't forget What's on Your Mind, brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. The oil industry is creating thousands of good jobs and careers right here in North Dakota and helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth. To learn more, go to their website, go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com. That's NorthDakotaOilCan.com.
All right, back to the phones here. Terry and Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, good morning. I'd like to say that I think that pledging allegiance to the flag and to the nation is different than pledging allegiance to the government. We can love our country, but at the same time disagree. And I think that is one of the freedoms that veterans fought for. Thanks.
Good point. Call and kind of goes against some folks believing that this is either indoctrination, number one, or number two. The one guy called and said, hey, I said it growing up, and all my classmates did, and now you have a majority of folks who think, give me from the government. It's not what it's about. All right, Brett is next. Is that right, Steve? Brett and Bismarck?
Yeah, let's go to Brett and Bismarck.
Morning. For the good of our nation and people, we require kids to go to school, and that's all taxpayer-funded. this is the greatest nation in the world, so therefore the pledge to the country should be required. And if you don't like this country and you don't like our freedoms or our value of life, there are lots of third world countries that you could live in.
One-way ticket somewhere else, huh?
You got it.
Yeah. Going to put you down in the completely normal camp, which, by the way, is it's a landslide, Steve. I hate to tell you.
It's funny how that works out when you keep track.
Sorry.
Let's go to Don in Bismarck. Don, what's on your mind today?
Hi. I'm in complete agreement with making them say it 1 through 12. Part of the problem in this country is that the mess we're in, that this country was founded by the Bible, and we've taken God out of our country. And until we put God back in our country, you ain't going to see a change. Thank you.
And lots of work to do in that regard, Don. And, many of folks talk about, look at the cultural decline in this country and then look at when the politically correct forces push prayer in school out. They connect. So I'm in full agreement with you. And that's, by the way, one of the reasons there's so much opposition to the pledge, just from the simple standpoint that the one nation under God is in the pledge. Bob Grafton, your take. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, guys. Good morning. Yeah, that last caller there and you, Scott, you're so right, you got to put God back in the schools. You have to teach the little ones when they're little so that when they're older, they remember that. And there's nothing wrong with saying the Pledge of Allegiance. I'm a veteran. I was an 82nd Airborne for quite a few years. And another caller a while back said about her son and the base, and she's absolutely right. At Fort Bragg, when they play the Reveille in the morning and when they play Taft at the end to close the business, you better stop your vehicle and get out of your vehicle and stand your attention. I mean, that's how patriotic we are. Now, indoctrination, you had a caller call earlier that said that, the Pledge of Allegiance was written by a communist and this and that. Well, whatever. The words are what stand clear and resonate. And, the songs that are coming out with Barack Hussein Obama, Now, that's indoctrination because it's directed towards a person. The Pledge of Allegiance is just nothing more than a patriotic recital of, patriotism towards your country and your flag and for the republic for which it stands. I mean, there's a lot of key words in there, and I'm for the, okay, let's have kids say it all the way through 12th grade. Amen.
Thank you, Bob, for weighing in. Let's go to Billy in North Dakota. Billy, what's on your mind today?
Hello.
Go ahead, Billy.
It's Joey, not Billy.
Joey. Sorry about that.
Yeah,
go ahead.
That's all right. Hey, listen, guys, first off, I like your show. It's a great show. But the reason I called is the Pledge of Allegiance, I agree, should be said in schools, K through 12, and others if needed, other places if needed. But listen, we allow Muslims and others in the United States to take time out 5 times a day for prayers that interrupt work and other sources, okay? So we allow that to happen, but we will not let our own kids here, that were born here, whatnot, to say the Pledge of Allegiance in school. I think it's baloney. That's all I got.
Yeah, baloney's a good word, right along with nuts. I'm with you. We have to come up with another day, Steve, to switch her up. Baloney? I like that. John in Bismarck, your 2 cents. Go ahead, John, get it in. You there, John? Last call for John. All right, let's go to Ed in Minot. Ed, quickly.
Hey, it makes me feel good to say the pledges of allegiance to the flag. It makes me feel like an American. It makes me feel like a man. And real men believe in God. So, everybody have a good day.
You too, Ed. Here's another.
I'm Golf Dickinson. Concerning the golf thing, do we get rid of the national anthem at football games? Because everybody has to stand up at rodeos, wherever. Just a thought. Thanks.
A lot of common sense there. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. And as promised, Red Skeleton's explanation of the meaning of the pledge, too. Don't go away.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
When is the last time you really relaxed? I'm talking total relaxation. For me, it was at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. My wife and I, our entire family, absolutely love it. The setting is incredible. It's Norman Rockwell-like in beautiful downtown Walker, Minnesota. The resort, again and again, named one of Minnesota's top premier resorts for all their amazing amenities. Every detail, just absolutely incredible. The condo's amazing. Got a big group. They can take care of you. 502 restaurant is fabulous. They have the Chase's bowling alley, family reunions, events. They got you covered. And in November, they have a spa special. The Comprador Aveda Spa is a place you'll really relax. Get a load of this deal. An amazing midweek spa offer, one night's lodging, and your choice of a 30-minute massage, manicure, or pedicure for rates starting as low as $89 per night. Call 888-CHASE-06 to book yours now, 888-CHASE-06, or go online to chaseonthelake.com. Ask them about the Thanksgiving family package and the Griswolds Christmas vacation package, too, at Chase on the Lake.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.